Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 1.3, Popular Types of Generative Models. This lesson is part of Module 1, Foundation, Understanding Generative AI in the Generative AI for Business Leaders course. In this lesson, we'll explore the fundamentals of generative adversarial networks, GANs, variational autoencoders, VAEs, and their various applications. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to identify and describe popular generative models and understand their use cases. In a business context, main content introduction to generative adversarial networks, GANs. Generative adversarial networks, or GANs, are particularly fascinating in the realm of generative models. Developed by Ian Goodfellow and his colleagues in 2014. GANs consist of two neural networks, the generator and the discriminator. These networks work in tandem, with the generator creating new data instances and the discriminator evaluating their authenticity. The generator's goal is to produce data that is indistinguishable from real data, while the discriminator aims to differentiate between real and generated data. This adversarial process continues until the generator learns to create data that the discriminator can no longer distinguish from real data. For example, in the art world, GANs can generate new paintings that mimic the style of famous artists. Businesses can utilize GANs for various applications, such as creating realistic images for marketing purposes or generating synthetic data to enhance their training datasets without compromising customer privacy. Other applications include generating product prototypes or creating realistic simulations for training purposes. Overview of variational autoencoders, VAEs. Another popular generative model is the variational autoencoder, VAE. VAEs are designed differently than GANs, as they focus on generating new data points that are similar to the training data while maintaining a probabilistic approach. VAEs consist of two main components, the encoder and the decoder. The encoder compresses the input data into a lower dimensional latent space, capturing its essential characteristics. Conversely, the decoder reconstructs the data from this latent representation. VAEs utilize a technique called variational inference, which allows them to learn the distribution of the data in the latent space. Businesses can leverage VAEs for various applications, such as generating new product designs or enhancing customer experiences by personalizing recommendations based on user behavior. For instance, an e-commerce company can use VAEs to analyze customer preferences and generate tailored product suggestions, improving customer satisfaction and engagement. Additionally, VAEs can be employed in creating realistic virtual environments for training simulations, offering immersive experiences for users. Use cases for different generative models. Understanding the use cases for GANs and VAEs is crucial for businesses looking to leverage generative AI. GANs excel in creating high-quality images, videos, and even audio. For example, they can be used to generate realistic avatars for virtual reality environments or create promotional videos that capture attention. Additionally, GANs can assist in fashion design by producing novel clothing styles based on current trends. On the other hand, VAEs are particularly effective in tasks where data representation is crucial. They can be used for anomaly detection in financial transactions by learning the normal patterns and identifying deviations. Furthermore, businesses can harness VAEs to enhance data augmentation techniques, providing more robust training datasets for machine learning models. For example, in healthcare, VAEs can generate synthetic patient data that maintains privacy while still being useful for training predictive models. Other generative models, such as autoregressive models and flow-based models, also have unique strengths. Autoregressive models, like Pixel CNN, excel in sequential data generation, making them suitable for tasks like text generation or speech synthesis. Flow-based models, such as normalizing flows, provide an efficient way to model complex distributions, allowing for applications in finance for risk modeling. In summary, each generative model has its strengths and specific use cases. By understanding these differences, businesses can make informed decisions on which model aligns with their goals and objectives. Conclusion. In conclusion, this lesson has covered the fundamentals of popular generative models, including GANs and VAEs. You now have a foundational understanding of how these models operate and their diverse applications across various business contexts. Recognizing the strengths of each model will empower you to identify opportunities for implementing generative AI solutions in your organization. As you continue your journey in the Generative AI for Business Leaders course, you will build upon this knowledge, exploring more advanced concepts and strategies for integrating generative AI into business practices. Reflection questions: how can your business benefit from using GANs for marketing or product development? In what ways might VAEs enhance customer experiences in your industry? Reflect on a specific project where you could apply generative models to improve outcomes. What model would you choose and why? Word count: 1,013 words.